fashion has to hurt.
It does, you know? And it did. Yeah.
There's this guy literally on the floor, looking up in your eye, like begging, like,
it's true.
Pee in my mouth. Like,
you did it.
No, not me. I did not. I think I said something like, I have a girlfriend, or like, oh, like,
just like to get out of the situation.
What went through your head when we were just naked on either side of you for this shoot we did just now?
Why the hell am I here?
How did I end up here?
Guys, if you don't know these two handsome gentlemen, this is Liam and Justin. We just did a crazy photo shoot at a Hollywood mansion with them. And now, as always, we're gonna go a lot deeper with them. So make sure to like this video right now. Watch until the very end for an uncensored raw conversation every single week on this channel. And now enjoy the conversation.
Justin and I, we met at a model apartment. Not at a model apartment, we met in New York City. We're living together when we're modeling.
So you've never in your modeling career done any, like, anything that's like sexier? Like you did more commercial work?
I did some more sexy stuff at the beginning of my career, okay. I would say. Like to apply for visas. So like I did like test shoots in London. And it was like a little bit nude.
Okay.
But it wouldn't be like...
What do you mean by a little bit nude? Like,
basically, yeah, me from my back, am I using my butt?
Okay. I see that, I see
you know,
that.
You do what you have to do. And my other most naked shoot, I would say, maybe with Bruce Weber for some magazine.
Oh, you shot with Bruce Weber?
Yeah, we shot like that's two times, big. Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
I think, yeah, he shoots
nice.
Great.
Nice. Yeah, you've done some really big stuff as a model, yeah.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah.
Holy shit. And we talked with Sasha about this too, that like when I was modeling, every agency always told me, hey, Mario, you can't shoot anything that's too sexy because then your agency is going to tell you, hey, you basically won't be able to shoot for big brands or campaigns or anything like that.
Yeah.
And I think it's changing now. Right. So because we saw there's like, have you heard of this magazine called Yummy Magazine? So it's basically a magazine where you have some of the biggest like models in the world. And the requirement is that you have to shoot naked. But the guys who shoot, and they're fully naked in there. Like our buddy, like we live with a guy called Gray, and he shot with them, fully nude. And they still do the big campaigns, like for Versace and all this stuff.
I like the Suit Supply campaigns. Do you know those one?
What is it?
Suit Supply.
Suit Supply?
Have you seen the picture of the campaigns?
No.
They also shoot like very sexual, but very still like very fashionable. Like they wear suits.
Okay.
I don't know, it's
then their dicks are out.
Some of the campaigns got like, no, it's more like, I don't know, it's like, let's say you see like a huge woman of like, you see huge boobs, and then you see two male models, it's very small, like minimized,
yeah,
on top of the boobs, like right here. So it's like,
oh,
it's sexual,
cool.
But interesting. So I kind of like their brand, and
wow,
that would be actually one of the brands I would like to work for one day.
I
think they're very funny. If you look them up on the Google,
yeah,
check them out later.
Yeah, this video is sponsored by Suit Supply, guys. You know, you check out the promo code Mario10, get 10% off.
Now I have to get the campaign.
Yeah. For real. Good job, guys. Book this guy for the job, for real. Yeah. And yeah, Liam, we just met today.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't even know you were coming. Like, Sasha brought you here. I'm very glad you came. Love your energy.
Yeah, I came too.
You don't model really, right?
No.
So you're just new to this?
Yeah, actually didn't know I was going to come here either until yesterday.
Okay.
When I was hanging out with Sasha. But
so what did he tell you was going to happen? He was like, hey.
He was like, hey, like, I'm going to a mansion and I'm shooting with a bunch of models. If you want to come, you're welcome. And I said, sure, why not?
Okay.
So
I love that. I love
here
that.
I am.
Yeah. Next thing you know, we were wrestling. You know?
Wrestling and some rocks.
Yeah.
Got some like battle wounds on my elbows.
Know, the thing we always you have to understand about fashion. Fashion has to hurt.
It does,
you know?
And it did. Yeah.
We had to
it did. I learned that the hard way today.
So you work not as a model. Do you
no.
want to get more into that, or what's your story like?
So I worked as a cancer nurse for a year and a half in upstate New York.
Yeah.
And then when the pandemic hit, I moved to LA to help out with the hospital systems just because they were super overwhelmed.
Yeah.
And I came here. Always wanted to live in California. Perfect like opportunity for me, and I just fell in love with this place. So here I am 10 months later, still a nurse. I don't do COVID anymore. I do more so like general like nursing. But yeah, kind of just like, I don't model, but like I just do some gigs on the side when they like, fall
into
my
lap. How
did
you get into that? Did it just happen or?
He's so
like,
ripped.
Yeah, you're also, I mean, yo, you have like a, you did swimming, right?
Yeah, yeah. I was a competitive swimmer for 14 years.
Okay.
So that was like kind of the start of like my fitness journey, I guess, and like just like keeping up my like my body and like staying in shape.
How did modeling start for you? Were you like you were just like a nurse, you know, we're doing some, I don't know, some role play, posting photos on Instagram, or how did it start? Or was it just like, because it's two very separate worlds,
very different. Feel like, you know? Yeah, completely different. I mean it started when I met Sasha in Portugal. He just reached out to me on Instagram and was like, hey, I'd like to shoot you, and then we did a shoot there. And that was actually my only shoot. Like, I just did that, and then people have reached out to me, but I'm like more into like the medicine side of things. Okay. So I just haven't really had a chance to like get more into it and get my feet wet.
But yeah.
This wasn't your first shoot though. You've been shooting for a while.
I've only had one other shoot other than this. Wow.
We're starting strong, guys. We're starting strong here.
I'm really worried.
Like, where does he go from here? You know what I mean?
But yeah, no, I've only had another shoot, and that was with Sasha when I met him.
Yeah, Sasha's great. Yeah, that's great. I love him. So, as a nurse, though, is there anything like, because I know like some professions, it's kind of like weird if you do any sort of. I hear in Germany now, police officers are not allowed to do Instagram anymore because they're saying so many police people in Germany are using Instagram and taking photos, and they're saying they don't want that to be associated with their profession, right?
Interesting.
Have you heard anything like that as a nurse, like with that career field where you feel like judgment from people for doing like shootings or presenting yourself in a sexy way or something like that, or is it not been an issue at all?
I personally don't get any judgment. It's mainly from like my mom.
Oh yeah?
Okay. Like she'll see like my photos and be like, Liam, like what are you doing? Okay. Like you're putting this on Instagram, like my aunt's on my Instagram, so it's more so judgment from like family, I guess. Okay. Like my coworkers are like, hell yeah, Liam, like you get that.
Yeah.
But
what kind of photos are you posting?
Well, like I've only had one photo shoot, and that was with Sasha, and I was wearing like this little like a brief underwear, and that's the picture that like my family saw, and they were like, why are you posting this online?
Well, I mean, I think you're good because Jeff's family, they'd be happy if they saw him in a brief. You know what I mean?
Long time ago.
But yeah, I haven't really gotten much stigma in the profession of nursing. I don't know if it's happening like behind my back and I'm just not like experiencing it. But
and I think that's the thing. People are always going to judge and have opinions, right? But it's always like, if you're here in this place, it's much more open. Yeah. Have you experienced anything like that in Germany? Like from a small town, no?
No, not really, actually.
No? Like the fact that you're traveling the world, living in New York, LA, don't people like, are you from a small town or are you from Hamburg?
No, wait, but Germany's weird, right? Because like, aren't they conservative, or aren't you guys conservative online, but you have like
the
gay bathhouses, right? Or not gay bathhouses, but like nudity's more...
Yeah,
open. I mean, we have like naked nude beaches, so...
Naked nude beaches? I love those, bro. Yeah. What would you say? I think Germany is a weird country because on the one hand, it's very conservative, right? Yeah. It's this like small-minded, close-minded place. But then you have a place like Berlin, which is fucking insane. Do you want to tell us about the party you went to in Berlin?
Well,
it was crazy.
I mean, like, crazy things happened. I went to this place, it's called Funkhaus.
Mm-hmm.
And the event is called Herrensauna, which basically means in English, man sauna, or like something
like
that.
Yeah, like a bathhouse, steam.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And the music is amazing. I mean, these speakers are like, crazy.
Yeah.
It's like you're like, in this warehouse or bunker, I would say.
It's like it's a bunker, yeah.
It looks like kind of like a shithole, but it's just you can be super whoever you want to be. Yeah. Like you feel like the persons or the people who are going there, they kind of become themselves who they want to be. And outside of that, if they're not on this concert, they have to hide who they are.
Their
personalities. I feel like they have to change for something. Not it doesn't have to be sexuality, just in general, like maybe whatever, maybe someone has some kind of fetish and this person cannot live it in their real life.
Like what kind of fetish? Like what are we talking about?
I mean, I saw that it was not in Funkhaus, but there was this other club in Berlin where you can go outside and you pee like, and it's this stand-up pissoir. I don't know how you call this in English.
Like a urinal?
Yeah, urinal. This. There's this guy literally on the floor looking up in your eye like begging like,
it's true.
Please pee in my mouth like, okay. And my friend told me that it didn't happen to me, luckily, but...
You did it.
No, not on me.
You did it.
I did not do it. I did not.
It's like an old
he's
man.
Getting way
it's
too
okay.
Like,
it's okay.
Like, there's no judgment. No,
there's no judgment here.
You know, this is between us and whoever's on social media. So, it's like so just to clarify. Did you pee in this guy's mouth in Berlin?
It didn't happen to me, it was a friend told me.
Oh,
it was
your friend. Did your friend do it?
My friend's colleague did it, yeah.
Okay, cool.
But not my friend who told me the story, so his colleague did it.
I like that. I mean, yo, and that's the thing in Berlin, there's no judgment. No, that's a beautiful thing. Yeah.
There are crazy other things even I heard about, yeah.
Okay, I mean, I went to Berlin to a party. It was a warehouse party. It was at an abandoned hospital in the former GDR, DDR. It was an illegal party, too. Sorry, kids. And it was insane because you had, like, a booth with, like, cocaine on the right.
Wow.
It was crazy. And there was literally a guy wearing a metal thong and devil horns, and he was just dancing. What? And he was just feeling it, and I was like, this
that's cool.
Is it.
That's cool.
That is Berlin for you.
That is Berlin.
But then at the same time, you have Germany, and you have, like, Bavaria in the south, and you have these small towns, which are, like, very Catholic, and it's a different world. Like, Berlin is a very, it's not representative of Germany as a whole, I would say.
And the Bearkind is, like, that's the most infamous club, right?
Yeah.
Bearkind is, like,
one of
them. Yeah, and KitKat.
KitKat and Bearkind.
Have you been to Berlin as well?
I've never been, but it's high up on my list of places to go to.
Yeah, maybe we can go put on some devil horns, some metal
thongs,
and pee the stranger's mouth. You know what I mean?
That's a vibe. That's a vibe.
Life goals, bucket list, check. Let's get it done. Let's get it done. And Justin, what's with you? Like, what's your journey now as a model? Because you've done like, do you want to name drop like some of the brands you've worked for? You know,
I work for Giorgio Armani, Hugo Boss, Ralph Lauren, and some others. Yeah. About my plans for the next years. I mean, I'm pretty happy with how life goes. Of course, I would always like to work more, but it's an endemic and we have to accept the situation. But for goals like for myself, I would like to travel more again next year.
Yeah.
Maybe spend the first 2 months in Cape Town. My German agency actually just opened an office there. So
okay.
I would like to give this a try. And then after that, probably go for 3 to 4 months to New York again. And everything after
so is
pretty spontaneous.
So you're living on the road, right? You don't have a home?
Not the one where I cut my lease, so no.
Okay.
I'm homeless, no.
No, technically you are. That's the definition. I used to be homeless for like 6 years traveling when I met you in New York.
Yeah,
right? I didn't have a home. All I had was like a carrot with me, a suitcase, my
and
backpack with my, and another carrot. exactly.
There's beauty in that though, because it gives you freedom to just like be on your feet and like experience different cultures and different cities and meet friends around the world. And you don't have one home base that you're paying a lease on month to month. Right?
Yeah.
I feel like any possession kind of owns you also.
Yeah, it does.
So like having an apartment is beautiful, it gives me stability, but also sometimes I'm like, almost like weight and kind of holds me back.
Yeah.
And I like the, I'm getting older too, you know, so I feel like now I'm valuing the stability. Not as old as Jeff. Not as old as Jeff. I just want to clarify. I'm not as old as Jeff. I kind of miss that lifestyle sometimes, just like leaving everything behind and just going on the road.
I like the feeling of that.
How was COVID like with jobs and stuff? How was it for you? Did you just stop working completely? Or
I mean, I definitely didn't work a lot. Especially when it first happened, I was always pending back and forth between New York and Hamburg.
Yeah.
And when I was in New York, for example, maybe like one job a week, sometimes not. And mostly would be like one brand I know, which is e-com.
Yeah.
So for me personally, it was not like a lot. But
yeah.
I could still keep myself over water, of course, because I had savings and everything. I wasn't really worried. I feel like the health was the most important in my opinion.
Yeah.
Which is also why I went home to Germany.
Yeah.
You work more in Germany or USA? Just curious.
That's a tough call.
You work most of my Giorgio Armani.
You two look alike, by the way.
Huh?
Sasha, do you see it? I feel like they both got the
maybe
cat
it's
eyes
German.
Too.
German.
I don't know, are you 100% German? Did you do a 23andMe test or something?
No, I never did that.
No?
No.
We don't do that.
We don't do that in Germany.
We're just Germans.
Who are you?
I did mine. I thought I had some cool mix. You know, all my friends have
Native
like...
Native American?
Nothing.
I thought you
nothing.
Had some Spaniard, didn't you?
No, I have... Dude, I'm 0.7% Scandinavian and the rest is literally 99% French-German.
Ah, cool.
Okay.
Because my family's from the southwest of Germany, close to France, so like... As German as it gets. What's your 23andMe?
I never did it, but...
You've never done it?
No.
LA, you gotta do it. It's a very LA thing to do, yeah.
Does that just come up in like kind of like normal
LA
conversation?
A lot,
like, what's your 23andMe? Or like kind of horoscope? Like,
no, people ask more about the horoscope.
Oh, yeah, I get that a lot, yeah.
Well, okay, what's your horoscope?
Mine is Pisces.
Pisces?
Yeah.
I see that.
I identify with it a lot, but I don't know...
I have no fucking idea. By the way, Jeff!
Yes?
Are we having two conversations?
No.
That was the podcast. We gotta keep it
Is there anything?
You know, if you guys want to flirt and get a room or something, you can easily use one of the other 10 master bedrooms in this house. What's your star sign?
Cancer.
Cancer.
Do you identify with Cancer?
Yes, sometimes.
Yeah. Do you believe in horoscopes?
I'm not crazy into them, but I read about myself. Yeah. And I would agree with some point of them. Some I would maybe not.
Yeah, I
see that, though, like what it says. The seminary is about it.
Yeah, it's a little rough.
I'm like, oh fuck, that's so true. I was like, yes, I'm very like open, but I'm also very emotional. And then what it says, it's true, in my opinion. Yeah.
I think horoscopes are a great tool to self-reflect, right? Because you can like maybe reflect on how it applies to you personally. I think once you live your life, like depending on that, I wouldn't be like, okay, Liam, what's your sign? Pisces. Sorry, we can't.
People do that in LA. Sorry,
can Dave. Truly though, truly.
Like, we can't be friends. Like, I'm like, I even know. Like,
what is that? You know, I think that's where it's like a little, you know, it gets a little
like a little like far fetched.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Jeff, what's your sign?
Libra.
Also, are we going through a midlife crisis right now? What's up with the outfit you're wearing?
You don't like it?
No, I do like it. I'm just like, you know.
This illustrates my personality.
Okay.
Just a wild cougar.
Yeah, Jeff, by the way, he's looking for a sugar baby. You know, he's now made that age group. You know, he went from being a sugar baby, and now he's made the transition to becoming a daddy himself. So, like, you know, yeah, he's currently looking.
I personally want to hear more Berlin stories. Because the guy in the bathroom with the peeing or whatever, that's like an urban legend. Everybody thinks it's a myth in America. Because they say that's at
people
the
do talk about that.
Yeah.
You can experience it yourself if you go to Berlin.
Anything else you've seen that I need to know about?
No, I mean, it was my first time actually going out in Berlin.
Have you been to BearCon, actually? I'm sorry to, like...
No, I have not.
You know, turn the convo.
No, you haven't. I have not been to BearCon yet, and also not been to KitKat yet.
And it's difficult to get in. Like, would I get into BearCon?
What's not that, like, not looking like this, Jeff.
Or he actually, might, or maybe he will.
Or maybe
like
he will. Or maybe he will. Okay, so I'm going to give you a thing. If you want to get into BearCon, first step, you can get some face tats, all right? Step number one. Right. Second, you're going to get, like, the tiniest... leather Speedo, and probably not wear much else. You can only wear black, and you can't look too pretty either.
But do
you
this
can't look
the winter.
Too pretty. You
face
can't look
too pretty. Face tattoos and a leather Speedo is like the...
Okay, at BearCon, there's a dude, and he's like also famous. He's the bouncer, right? And he's got a tear tattoo here. So when you go to the club, they basically reject about 90% of the people who walk in, right? So you go to BearCon, and the guy comes out of the door. I was there once, and he swings out of the door. He scans you like the sorting hat in Harry Potter. You know, the one from Slytherin, you know what I mean? And then he goes like, nu heute nicht, man. And then you just have to go.
Today you can go.
No, today.
And don't you have to wait in line for a long time?
You wait for such a long time. If you go on a Saturday, because the thing is open from like Friday, from Friday 1 a.m. or something until Monday at noon. Monday.
Holy crap.
So like, you know what I mean? And people stay there.
Like
the whole time. Yeah.
And they have like angels that walk around and like help people out, right? They call themselves angels. They're like medics, I think.
Oh,
wow.
Because people, like, they overdose inside. And
I'm sure
and
they do.
You have
happens.
Heard all the stories, too.
I've heard a lot of stories, yeah.
Yeah.
I want to experience it myself to see, like, what is true and what's not, but...
Maybe that could be a goal for you, you know?
Maybe I could be
working
a medic.
Nurse, instead of working as a nurse in, like, L.A., you know?
Just move to Berlin for a little bit.
And become an angel nurse.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, you're gonna get something.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, you're going to see a lot of stuff that goes down.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there's dark rooms. There's dark rooms at BearCon, or, like, at these clubs, you know, where people just have sex. It's very open, you know, it's very consent, like, it's very open and non-judgmental. But at this club I was at, the same with the devil horns, there was, next to the DJ booth, there was this dude with full-on face tats, like, skinhead, and he was just full-on banging. The question is, what do you do? Because, like, literally, we're all facing the DJ booth. Is it, like, out of respect? Do I, like, look away? Is it, like, disrespectful? If I look away, because I'm not... Does he want me to look? I don't fucking know. I'm so overwhelmed. Like, that kind of threw me off, and I'm very open. But that did, like, I don't know. It made me feel a little uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm a very open person. I've seen a lot, you know, especially of this guy here. But...
We're staring into his eyes as he was smashing around. I mean, that's kind of weird.
Yeah, I mean, they were just like full in the open, you know, like facing the DJ booth.
I feel like if you're doing it like that openly in front of people, like you're doing it because you get something out of like people watching you.
Let people live, bro.
Right?
Can you guys relate to that? Do you guys like to be seen? Because here's the thing. Models tend to be exhibitionist in a way because it's like, you know, some photographer told me a very interesting comparison. He said, the photographer is like a voyeurist. And the model is like an exhibitionist, and you play with the chemistry. So can you relate to that at all?
I've never thought about that before, actually.
Yeah.
But I guess, because like pictures that I enjoy and I like in myself, I do put those online for other people to see.
Yeah.
So there is that. I've never like dug deep into that thought process before, but Interesting. Yeah. So I guess there is like an aspect to that.
Yeah.
With like getting your picture taken.
Sure. And so, would you also, if you were at that club in Berlin, you know, would you also get turned on by, you know, being seen by a crowd of people like biting their jaws, just like
biting their jaws, clenching over their eyes like that? No. Yeah. No. Not to that extent.
Okay.
But
okay. Yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
Could you ask him about the sauna scenario, or do we not need to revisit that?
Maybe. You can also ask questions yourself.
Literally. Well, we just had that whole podcast on.
The message to Leo, like, he's right here.
I'm with Crunch in West Hollywood, which is a very known VA. Huh? You too?
I'm there too.
Okay, you hit up the sauna and steam room?
I did not know.
Okay, why not?
I mean,
have you heard stories?
No, I had a different story in a different gym in New York, though, but...
Okay.
I assume it's probably pretty similar.
He was probably the guy who sued Equinox.
New York. So you're talking about the same one.
So okay. Back, like, we did a podcast last episode where we talked about Equinox that was sued by a guy.
Oh, I heard about
who
that.
Who was being masturbated to. So a guy literally in the steam room looked at him and started, you know what I mean? And wow. A lot of like stuff goes down the steam room, not gonna lie. Like,
yeah.
A lot.
Yeah.
So there's a lawsuit going on. So Justin, were you the guy who was offended?
I was not offended.
No, you were not offended. You were the guy. Were you the guy?
I was the guy who did.
I laid it out.
The story. The truth is out.
No, I was none of them. Too bad.
So what was your experience in New York though? Is it like a...
I just came out of the sauna.
Mm-hmm.
I put my towel around me and I was standing in front of the sink and the mirror.
Okay.
I think I was brushing my teeth or something, and then
you brush your teeth at the gym. Okay, anyways.
Keep going. I don't know why, but I did that.
Is that Equinox?
No, it was. I forgot the name. It's around Esther Place and stuff like that. But it doesn't matter anyway. No, then he just stopped in front of the mirror and just told me like that he liked my bulge. Like the bulge on the towel.
Okay.
I was like, that's nice. Uh-huh. You know, I didn't know how to respond to that. You know?
Right.
I mean, there's two options, right?
What are the two options?
You either slap him or you drop your towel and say, Daddy's home.
Well, I didn't do any of those.
So that's it? You just drop. What do you do after?
I mean, I just said, I think I said something like, I have a girlfriend, or like, just like to get out of the situation.
Classic.
When it happened, I actually didn't have a girlfriend, but I just said, like, I felt like that was uncomfortable. I was like, what am I supposed to say? Yeah, thank you. Or like, oh, you want to see it? Like, I know. Like,
yeah, that is something that's strange on how you react to that.
I mean, so let's react this, right? So I want to see your perspective. So he came up to you and was like, hey, Justin, I like your bulge. Yeah. And you said, I have a girlfriend.
Something, right?
Not so fast.
I have a girlfriend.
I don't even know if I said thank you. I really don't know. But I know that I
You
said,
just blacked out. You're like,
I have a girlfriend. Like, yeah, blacked sorry.
Faded.
I get it, though.
I mean, it's just like an uncomfortable situation. I feel like some people have been in uncomfortable situations. I don't know. Do you always react right?
No.
You could also react wrong and then think about it later on.
I'm just very shy. It's very hard for me to be confrontational. So in that situation, I'm always like, I would blush and I'd be like, stop it. You know?
No.
Yeah. No, you got a nice bulge.
Yeah. Bulge is kind of sweet. That was just a sweet comment.
The sweetest compliment ever.
Did you pinch your ass or anything?
Hmm?
He didn't pinch your butt or?
No, luckily not. Man, then I would have probably reacted differently, but.
And how do you deal with that? Because, like, you know, in modeling, obviously there's like a lot of situations, right? That, like, there's, you know, it can be uncomfortable, you know, if there's some shootings where photographers, people demand stuff that you might want to do. Yeah. Have you experienced that as a model, and how do you deal
no,
with it?
No, I have not experienced anything, and I mean, like, photographers ask you stuff like, are you comfortable with this? But most likely everyone was very respectful. They asked me if there is something like content which you're not happy with, I would not publish it or something.
So you already
know, like, okay, I know what I'm aware of. And if the photographer asked me something like what's too much for me, I would just be really open for it and be like straightforward and be honest. Be like, I'm not comfortable with shooting this or like, this is what I can do, but it's not. And most of the time, the photographers were reacting like, oh, I understand this, or I understand your limits, and then they're fine with that. If they don't want to use you because you didn't want to do it, that's okay, then don't use me for the job. But
right.
I feel like in my life, I want to be always honest with myself, so I don't have any guilt against myself.
Wow. you're probably one of the five models who have not experienced that truly.
Yeah, I know. I heard stories like, and I don't know if those are rumors or the truth, but yeah.
What's that?
Could we ask about Bruce? How was it? How was your time shoot with him? Was it good?
I had no problem with him. Like, we had, I mean, the usual stuff, like you do breathing exercises to see like how you get comfortable.
Just use stuff. You know, breathing exercises.
Well, that's, for me, it's usually because it was usually because I was aware, like people would want, like not want me, but they're like, okay, you shoot with him, he shoots very well, but maybe if something comes up or something, just let us know.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Your agent or your agency would warn you, like, just be like, okay, but he's good. And then just see it by yourself. I feel like, I mean, I'm a grown-up man. Like, I always have my own opinion about something. And like, if I do something, I'm aware of that. I can't be like, do something stupid, and then maybe my career doesn't succeed. And 10 years later, I'm like, oh, that's what happened to me. Or sexual assaulted, which is like very controversial. Like, what do you say?
Yeah, yeah, it's hard. And I mean, that's a very, and I want to respect you for doing that. I mean, for a lot of people, it's very difficult to, in those situations, be that strong mind and like clearly define your boundaries, you know.
So well, it's just how I was being raised, and so that's how it's like decided to.
Yeah, I think where it becomes problematic is if you're like a young model, you know, who's not maybe sure about themselves and their career, and they have a lot of pressure from these photographers, and they promise you the fucking world. I have so many photographers in New York who like promised me everything. Like they say, I'm gonna shoot you for like this and L'Officiel and Vogue and like this magazine. And first of all, they probably would never be able to do that anyways, you know, and then they put so much pressure on you. And as a young model, you don't know what's the right thing to do, right? So it's good that you have an agency that also like was like clearly backing you up, because that's something I wish I had, was more guidance. Because I was thrown into this modeling world at like 18, 19 years old, not knowing what's normal, what's not, you know? And Bruce Weber, because like, did you shoot with him before? Because there's a big...
What do you mean, before the Me Too thing?
Or? There was a big Me Too thing about Bruce Weber specifically, I think, right? Did you shoot with him before or after?
I shot with him before, yeah.
Oh, before, okay. Yeah.
And I was just curious, I never shot with Bruce, so I met with him a couple times, and he just gave me like a couple kisses on the cheeks, you know? Which was like, I was
cheeks?
Oh, nice, you know?
You mean?
Butt cheek, yeah. No, just butt? Like...
No, really?
No, not on the face, but...
Okay.
I think he gave me like a couple presents. I never actually shot with him.
Like, leave a present? Like,
what?
Like, he gave me like a
Why
shirt.
Why did
like,
they ever give me a hoodie one time?
I met him, gave me a hoodie, gave me a kiss on the cheek. I was like, all right, thank you. Thank you.
A hoodie? Oh, a hoodie, okay, yeah.
Didn't want to like name drop in here, but he's obviously, you know, the peak photographer, so I just wonder if you had a good experience or...
Yeah, no, I honestly, I don't have a bad experience at all.
Okay, yeah.
Like, everything what I saw was, like, what I was been warned for, and, like, I knew immediately how to react to all the things, so, yeah.
Mario has had some fucking crazy experiences. The more I get to know him, the longer I know him, he's had some fucked up shit.
Yeah.
So surprising you haven't, but...
I wonder, like, if it's, like,
a it's actually interesting. I would like to know those things, too.
Yeah, I'm curious.
I mean, it's interesting, yeah.
I mean,
I didn't know about it.
There's
heard
so many
funny things, but... I wouldn't say fashion industry is the only fucked up industry. There are many industries which are fucked up.
Totally.
I think.
Whenever there's a power dynamic, I think fashion industry just tends to be an industry where you have, it's very sexualized, first of all, and then you have crazy strong power dynamics. I think it happens in most industries, but if you have a corporate industry, like if you work in finance, right, if people want to work their way up, there's always like power dynamics.
Yeah.
But it's never about sex. I think fashion is about sex. Like truly, you know, sex sales. That's
you're
like,
selling sex.
You're selling sex, essentially. Yeah. It's interesting because like, I think there's more like dodgy stuff, sexual harassment going on in the modeling world than maybe in porn. Because porn is like clearly, okay, this is what it is for, and it's clearly, but modeling is like a little, you know, especially with...
It's a big gray area with modeling.
Yeah. And it's so interesting now because what I find so fascinating is that it's becoming more open, especially with like OnlyFans and all these things, right? Has your agency, do you have any experience like with people who do OnlyFans? Do you know any models who are successful who do OnlyFans as well?
And
your
the models still?
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't know anyone.
Did your agency ever say anything about that? That is like not what they would want, or do they not care at all about like OnlyFans? Because it's a big thing now. Like models tend to be the perfect candidates to open an OnlyFans because that's what people want to see, you know?
That's a good question. I mean, I didn't have a conversation with my agency saying, hey, I was thinking of creating an OnlyFans. What do you guys think?
Yeah.
You like, never had any thoughts on it?
No. I'm not judging anyone who is doing it. I think that's fine. I think if you want to make this way money, you can do it. I don't feel comfortable with it because I don't know. I feel like
I have a small penis. I'm kidding.
If I want to go home, like I want to be respected. And I feel like in Germany, people are more judgmental, like in a different way.
In Germany,
and like my parents, they are very accepting, but I think this was be very like. On the edge, you know.
You brought this one model dude, right, Michael Jürger, or something. He just did the Dolce & Gabbana campaign. Yeah. And that's the one thing that, like, we talked to Sasha about this, what I find so interesting is that, like, it's moving more into the openness and the acceptance of nudity in general. Like, you know, what I said with the Yummy magazine and the biggest people shooting this magazine. It's kind of crazy. I think, Sasha, what did you say? With girls in the 80s or something, like women used to be naked all the time?
In the
90s. In the 90s, yeah. And now it's the trend where, like...
It's opposite.
Yeah, and now it's the opposite, where, like, male models are, like, nude, basically, and female models are more, like, you know...
Dressed.
In clothing and stuff like that, yeah. I think it just, like, speaks to how we're, like, you know, getting to a more open place.
Mm-hmm. Did you shoot for Yummy today? Because you told me to shoot for Yummy, you have to show your Johnson.
Yeah, we didn't. I think we're going to do it another day. We didn't specifically do this shoot today because also today at this shoot, if you didn't realize, we were like 7 models today. So it's like a little like all over the place. I think Sasha and Kevin, the photographers, like they had a little like ADHD. They were like... Like overload, just like this location, this like this house has so fucking much. Like even this room, we can shoot in here. You know what I mean? And it's just like, you know, so many options, so many things you can do. Yeah.
What was your favorite shot that you did today? It looked like you really liked wrestling around with him on the rock, like a little too.
That was fun. It hurt, but yeah.
You know, again, fashion has to.
Fashion
hurt.
Hurts.
Fashion has to hurt. Yeah. Yeah. No, but I think one of my favorite shots might also be the one where I just. Look Justin not in the eyes, you know,
he could finally see me again because he missed me after so long.
Yeah,
the pandemic, he didn't have the chance to see me.
No, and we never, you know, we never shot
because we weren't married yet. So if we were married, like he was,
you both got the cat eyes.
The cat eyes,
you both got those natural cat eyes. You
too. What are cat eyes, by the way? Sorry,
it's like kind of
cat's an
I can't show you because I got my sunglasses on, but
yeah, he's too placed. So he won't take them off either. You know, it's not gonna happen today anymore,
not today.
Yeah, because people said that we look like brothers or something, you know, so we did that.
That's funny.
That stare off.
I mean, that's funny. I didn't miss that.
Do you have siblings?
I do have an older brother, 29.
Yeah. 29. Is he doing like modeling or is he doing something completely separate?
Completely separate.
Yeah.
He plays soccer, semi-professional and has a job, just a casual job, you know.
What a German.
But I did try once when I started, like when I was like 19, I did try to get him into modeling as well.
Okay.
But he didn't really like it. Like, he just immediately said, that's not for me. And I think that's also respectful.
Yeah.
I can accept that too, you know. Anyone has the choice to decide what to do or what not to do.
Absolutely, absolutely. And for yourself, right, it's your modeling career now, you know. You've done big things, you know, Ralph Lauren, Armani, whatever. What is the long-term thing? Do you think you'd be modeling forever? Or do you have a game plan of what happens after modeling?
A little bit, just like some thoughts.
Okay.
I mean, I would like to do it as long as I can. I don't think I was gonna do it until like 40 or something. I keep my future a little bit more open.
Yeah.
But I do know like after I would quit or stop for whatever reason, or I'm just so old, I would definitely like to do something in social, like social work.
Okay.
I realize I work like working with children or kids or babies, so that's something for me. But I don't want to do this now.
He's the perfect
because
son-in-law.
I do like now the opportunities of having the privilege to travel and see all those places and cultures and religion and mindsets. You know, you see so much different things you don't really experience, and only if you live in one place. If I only live in LA, I would only see LA things.
So what's your favorite thing about modeling? What is the main thing you've gained from
probably
it?
Probably the free time, like the flexibility. You have
you're
your own kind of like your own boss too. Like you can decide if you want to take this job or not, or if you want to be placed there or there.
True. But you are your own boss, but at the end of the day,
of course,
you still depend on other people.
Of course.
So you don't have to book you.
The agent has to push you. You have to be healthy and look in shape or be in tan, whatever it might be, or have the right haircut.
Yeah, so with the modeling, like, what's the main thing that, like, makes you... Is it, like, the traveling? Is it the bitches? Is it the fame? Is the money?
It's not the fame and it's not the money.
So it's the cocaine and the bitches. That's what it is.
Very close now. No, I really do fell in love with the traveling for sure.
Yeah.
And the free time, that you still have so much free time. Like you make enough income to live and save up some money. And
if you make enough income. Because a lot of models don't.
Yeah, if you do make enough income, or if you just are smarter with your money, you don't have to waste it. on cocaine and bitches. But sometimes okay.
just a little bit.
Christmas coming early, right?
Yeah.
No, I'm just joking.
Sorry, my hand. Our hands. Like, look at that. We're just like
love.
It is like I feel like we're basically elite, just like an interrogation, just like both of you.
You guys can't escape, you know. We got you from both sides.
You're locked in.
What were we at the conversation again?
No, the traveling. And I was just wondering, because I've traveled to many places as a model too.
I still want to see too.
What's been your favorite place to model at?
To model?
You've done Cape Town, you say Asia or something, you know. Like.
Well, I actually have not been to Asia. That's a good thing I really want to stay on my bucket list for sure.
Yeah.
I do like the New York though, I think the most of living wise. I like the life there. Like you can model and... Yeah, there's so much things to do.
They got good cocaine though, too. Yeah,
that would have been. And good woman. No, I mean, I just like the city. There's so much things to do. You can get very creative too. Just like in California, you can be very creative too.
Yeah.
Like you have different friend circles. Like I have my soccer friends. You have your fashion friends, like model, actors, or musicians, whatever.
Yeah.
So you have your different kinds of groups instead of just one thing. So yeah. Like the variety, like you have many, many things instead of like when in Hamburg, for example, there are a lot of things which are amazing about Hamburg.
Yeah.
But there are also things I like dislike about Hamburg or being in Germany. But
sure.
They have, every place has the pros and cons for each other. But because of the modeling, I think you have the chance of always like changing it. Like you have the chance to change, like, hey, I want to change my place from LA to be based in New York or being based in Cape Town. Like,
what other job really,
there might be jobs out there which give you the same freedom, but they're not that many, which doesn't come with that, I feel like.
Yeah. So what's next for you after this? You said you're going back to Milan?
I go to Germany for the holidays, Christmas and New Year's, and then probably Milan. And after Milan, I would like to go for 2 months to Cape Town, South Africa.
Wow.
And then after, probably do New York, and then everything else after this, I kept myself open for now. Yeah.
What a life.
Go with the flow.
Yeah.
Stay happy, go with the flow.
Yeah.
Attract the right things.
Like that.
Leave in the process. Doesn't matter how slow or how fast it goes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. And what's your, if you see this, like, if an agency come up to you and was like, hey, Liam, I'm going to make you a star. You're going to sign with an agency and we're going to send you to Singapore to model there. Would you consider that at all? Would you like? Do you say you're committed to being an angel nurse at this stage of your life?
Honestly, at this point, I'm trying to leave nursing. So if that were to happen, I'd be like, all right, let's do it.
All right, guys, so modeling agents, whoever's watching this, I'm going to put your handle down below. Contact this guy here.
You're
leaving nursing?
Well, nursing is just like, it's a really tough profession, like emotionally and physically. It's just like, it takes a lot out of me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like burnt out, especially like with the pandemic, like being a nurse through that was a lot.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I feel like I have like this creative energy in myself that like, I kind of want to explore other options at this point in my life and see like where that can take me. And then always have nursing to fall back on. Like, I'm very passionate about it.
Like a backup.
But, like, I feel like I'm young and I want to kind of, like, dip my feet into other areas and see what I like and what I don't like instead of saying, oh, I'm going to be a nurse for my entire existence. Like, I want to, like, see where I can put my time and my energy and my creativity and where that can blossom into.
Yeah.
Versus, like, just being a nurse for, like, decades. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe you can do a model. You can be a model nurse. A modeling nurse.
Could do that. You know what I mean? Like model some of like the patient's beds and like the new like medical equipment. Yeah. All right.
Special talents.
Here's your bedside mode.
But there are some cool stories. I know some models have some cool jobs. Like one is a pilot and he's also a model.
Oh, that's cool.
And one is a firefighter and he's also a model.
Like, a firefighter model. What a guy.
We love that.
What a guy. Yeah.
What a firefighter model.
This looks like, for some reason, I'm picturing like a very gay calendar right now. Like a firefighter.
They have those.
I'm sure they do.
They do.
And it's not the fire, like peeing against the fire.
Maybe not that, but like, you know, just like, you know, it's like a very manly.
That's in your next year bromance.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That's in your next year bromance.
I think I have to. Yeah.
Some firefighter vibes.
You're welcome for the inspiration.
Yeah. No, guys, next year is bromance scanner and firefighter. Firefighter.
Ben will be there for you.
I'll pay you for the idea. Cool. Hey, is there anything? Because I think we're leaving like 10 minutes. Is there anything else yet? Like something you wanted to know?
No, I mean, I like the...
He just likes the sound. He just likes the sound.
He just wants to know about... He just wants to know about the term, the techno gangbangs in Germany.
Ask this guy.
Oh my God, no, there's a lot happening.
Did you... what are your thoughts on OnlyFans? Do you have any interest in it? You don't do it, right?
Me personally, I wouldn't do it. Again, like, I have no judgment or anything against people that do choose to do that.
Sure.
I mean, just because I'm
nervous right now.
Yeah. And I mean, like, yeah, exactly. Like, it's one thing, like, kind of like taking like half nude like shots and like posting those like as a nurse, like having a profession like that. But it's a whole nother thing, like being fully nude and like.
Well, doing you don't that have online. To. The thing is, with OnlyFans, you can make it your own, right?
Right.
Like,
right.
You know, there's like a stigma, and of course, like if I've OnlyFans, right? Some people expect, oh my God, he's doing porn, but like it's truly just posting the beautiful photos that I love taking with modeling. I truly enjoy taking sexy photos, but Instagram takes down like truly Travis Instagram three posts were taken down today.
What?
Three at once.
He said it was because he was. Tagging you, maybe.
Like, I don't fucking know.
But why do you think it happens? I think it happens because, like,
that's crazy.
Social media is a good platform for a lot of things, but you also have to hide some kind of content because, I mean, right now, look at the children right now racing. They are being raised or grown up with an iPad, and they have the chance to be on iPad and someone have
created But also, they have a chance and to so just go on Pornhub any time, you know?
True. I mean, but that's a dangerous thing about the social media, for example.
True. I think it's more about the advertisers. Because, like, you know, social media is always, it's funded by advertisers, right? So Facebook or Meta, they call it Meta now. Or YouTube even, you know, if you do anything controversial or anything that's, like, sexy, even stuff between men, it's like, anything that's controversial, they demonetize it because it's not advertiser friendly. So advertisers don't want to run their ads on those videos. And that is the main reason, you know? And that's why I think it's great that, like, and that's totally fine because that's going to stay that way. And then you have a platform like OnlyFans, which is not run by ads, and therefore there's more freedom. I think that's the main thing where it, what it comes down to is that, you know, it's all about advertisers and the money where it comes from, you know.
What's about Patreon? And Patreon is just like a...
Yeah, Patreon is a similar thing, you know, where you don't have,
But without the stigma.
Without the stigma. We love OnlyFans, given a lot of freedom. And if you ever decide to sign up to OnlyFans, make sure to use my referral link.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Exactly. yeah. That's gonna happen. All right, guys. We gotta wrap it up now. Cause anything else? Any inspirational mode? Anything you want to share about life? You want people to know? Any of you? I just want to give you a platform to plug whatever a product you have, or say hi to your mom, whatever you want to do.
I'm gonna say hi to my mom, actually.
Yeah.
Hi, mom. Love you.
What's your mom's name?
Susan.
Yeah. Hi, Susan.
Love you. I don't have any products I'm trying to promote or anything. So.
Sounds like a good name for a porn subtitle. No! Susan the MILF.
No!
I'm just fucking with you guys.
That's one of the most appropriate things I've ever heard. I love it. You can say whatever you want. Cool, just any inspirational word you want to share with people?
I'm good. I'm just stay happy, stay healthy at home.
Yeah. Stay at home, guys. Stay at home. Watch another episode of Mario Uncensored. Like this video, subscribe to the channel, and thank you guys for this more raw conversation. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Amen. We love each other.
Love you guys.
Yes.